briefly, you will remember that last week we learnt a pshat in the Gemara according to the Rashbam. What worried us about the Rashbam was that he made it very clear as to what was the definition for Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina was Ein Yain Acher Bo'ir. There is no other wine in the city. It was a strange word, isn't Ein Yain Acher Bo'ir? I don't speak like that. I say Ein Yain Bo'ir Hazos Ki In Sheichor. Do you also speak like I do, or do you speak like the Rashba?
What is the difference?
Well, yes, you say, Chamar Medina. He says, what is Chamar Medina? Ein yayin acher bo'ir hazos ki im sheichor. There is no other wine in this city besides sheichor. I don't speak like that. I say, Ein yayin bo'ir hazos ki im sheichor. There is no wine in this city excepting beer. Is that the way you speak? In Oregon, do they speak like that, or...?
I don't recall in a while.
Well, that's the normal way I would say that they speak. Isn't that so? So what does it mean? There is no other wine in this city excepting beer.
Jesus, but beer is wine.
Hilkoch mavdilin bo, v'chein aloha. Once again, he says something very strange. Once again, he says a very similar expression. So what worried us was that a maimer will not use anything excepting wine only. If there is no wine in, there is no wine. If there is no wine, he won't use it. But if there is the slightest possibility that there might be wine, he'd rather go to bed hungry. Because you can't eat before you've made Abdullah. Rather go to bed hungry and can't do it. When the next year they came to him and he knew there was no wine in the city, right, so he drank a beer made out of dates. We learn further, and with complete equanimity, we find that people are, and they're people, but here we are speaking about Amaroi, making it over Pirzomo, and making it over to Aini, and making it over Asli, and still asking questions perhaps for Kibishus, and all these things. What is it all about? So we draw a conclusion, and this is the way we learn Pshat in the Gemara according to the Rashbam. We say that the Rashbam, the Gemara learns, the way the Rashbam learns the Gemara is wine one makes Avdola over wine. If there is no wine, then only we will make Avdola over the Chamar Medina. But when there is no wine and one uses Chamar Medina, then that takes the place of wine. It's not a substitute, then that is wine. And that is why it is called Chamar Medina. That is wine.
And she says this for you.
It's the Rashbam. No, that is the thing. If there is wine, can't have anything else. If one goes to Texas and one wants to have an operation there, and they say, oh, you've come on Monday, this surgeon doesn't work on Monday, he plays golf on Monday, so you can't have him for tomorrow, but we'll give you his assistant. So look here, this surgeon is the best man in the world. He says, well, the assistant is quite good. For this type of operation, quite good is just not good enough. For this operation, I wait for Tuesday. Does he play golf on Tuesday? No, Tuesday he comes again. Right? I wait for him till Tuesday. I'm not prepared to take another person instead of him. What happens if I come on Sunday and say, oh, you just missed him his ideas today? Not there. There is no Yahin Be'it. There isn't. He's just not. There isn't. There isn't. Well, now, who's the next man? The next man is this. This is the next man. This is the system. He's the next man. Now he's the bishop. Now I'll take him. Now he is not in a substitute for him. He is the man now. So also, if there is wine in the city, and I'm brought beer. Beer is a substitute. Says a moment for me, a substitute isn't good enough. I want the best. It's quite good. That's not good enough for me. I want the real thing. What happens if the real thing isn't there? There is no wine. If there is no wine, then this isn't a substitute anymore. Then this is Chamar Medina, then I can use it. So that is why he says, and Larry already sensed it, that's why it says, Ein Yayin Acher Bo Irazoski Im Sheikhot. There is no other wine. What it means, there is no other, there is no substitute. There isn't any substitute. It is just, this becomes the wine, it becomes the Chamar Medina, then it's all right. Just one moment. But what happens? What happens if there is wine and he wants to make it over raspberry beer? Fine. But you must know that the substitute's not the real thing. For me, it's good enough a substitute. You is good enough a substitute. Have a substitute. That is the way we worked it.
According to
the Rashbam. You've got to learn the Gemara. We've got to learn the Gemara. Rav has got to fit into the whole Gemara.
But a Neymar wouldn't accept that.
Are you pardon?
A Neymar would not
accept
that. Yes,
the only thing is, how comes it that a person like Rav is prepared to take a sub? He knows what the real thing is. This I began to explain to you a little bit last week. When you've got a din, a zinin, it says in the Gemara, the chaviva lechamra, speaking about Rav, zinin the chaviva lechamra, makadish echamra, zinin the chaviva lechrifto, makadish echrifto. When Rav preferred bread, says the Rashbam, when did he prefer bread? When he was hungry. Then he used to make kiddush over bread. When he preferred wine, when did he prefer wine, says the Rashbam? When he was thirsty. Then he made kiddush over yayin. So, can you just choose for yourself? Well, he made over bread. The Rashbam doesn't say that he made it over bread when he didn't have wine. Doesn't say that. So when he says when he was hungry he made it over bread, because it's chavivolei. He made it over bread, it means he had wine and yet he made it over bread. Why? Because he eats, you know, he's hungry. Is that the way you carry on your religion? Is that Torah? Judaism, it's fine for Judaism. But that's not Torah. Torah, you want something more substantial than that. So what is it? That's a very interesting thing. Only a person like Rav can do a thing like that. And that is that their feelings are so great and the emotions are so deep and their feelings and their emotions are so true and so straight that they will only say with their mouth that which they feel right in their hearts. Otherwise they won't say. Piv v'libo shovim. That the peh and the lave is exactly the same. La'olam yirei odam, yirei odam, yirei shomayim b'seisir u'bagolim, u'mode al-re emes. The dover emes bilvovo, and a man must speak the truth bilvovo. What does that mean? With his heart. With his heart he must speak the truth. It's not enough to speak it with his lips. With his heart also. That is how deep their feelings were, to such an extent that after the Churban Bayis Rishon, they stopped saying Hagodel v'Hagibol v'Hanoro. They said Hokel Hagodel, but not Hagibol v'Hanoro. They said they don't see anymore. They don't see the they don't see the Gevuro and the Noro of Hashem. So they couldn't say it. They wouldn't be saved. Until the time of the Anshei Knesset Agdelo, Dornier and the others, and they said, but this in itself is the Gevuro of Hashem and the Noro Hashem. After such a destruction, and we are here, not only we are here, but it's a vibrant community that we've got in Bobel. What a community we've got in Bobel. We are stronger than we were in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Nero and that's the Gemara of Hashem. Back again it went. And the Gemara in Yuma describes it. They brought back the Torah to it. They restored it to its pristine glory. And brought back into the Pila. For Kela Gudola Gibol Vihar Nero. We can't work with that. We can't work with that. If we would work like that, we wouldn't daven at all. We would never make a bracha. We'd never do anything at all. So we have got to work it the other way. We have got to say the right thing, Charles. And by saying the right thing, then that stirs our feelings. And we tailor our feelings into what we know is right, which is another way of doing it. Till the time of Rav, they still carried on like that. Rav, of course, Rav knew that Chamro was better than Rifto. Of course he knew. But when he preferred bread, when he preferred Rifto, that which he lost by using Rifto instead of Chamro, he more than made up by his feelings that he was hungry at the time, and he had so much annoy out of it, and out of this annoy he blessed Hashem. That more than made up for what he lost by using Rifto instead of Chamro. We've got to be able to measure with that sort of thing. I read an article the other day where a certain scientist described how there was these hydrogen bombs, they exploded, and his job was to measure the heat. So how do we measure heat? You take a thermometer. You can't measure with that kind of thermometer. You haven't got a thermometer for this. So he explained some intricate thing, and he says that is the way he worked it. He says that is the same technique that is used for measuring the heat of the stars. It's over 1,000,000 degrees. And I still have it against him. He doesn't tell me whether it's Fahrenheit or Celsius. Makes a lot of difference at that heat.
Yeah.
Over 1,000,000 degrees. How does he said these calculations and all things, you've got to work it out. He says that is how they work out the earth. It's another way of working it out. I can't work it out like that. I can't measure that. I can measure with a thermometer. That is where my expertise ends. You follow? This is where our issue, we haven't got anything like that. We can't measure these things. We don't know the technique at all. We've lost all that. Immediately after Rav, they lost it. So therefore the Rashbam says, when it says here, that he found him, Makadesh, V'afal pishi hoyo yayin be'ira, although there was wine in the city, V'chor amel mishum dechoviv lay, he used Shikro because it was Chaviv's life. You follow? Because it was Chori blame. So, is that clear? Does everybody understand that?
So it's Roger also who has the Shikra instead
of Tomer? Yes, Ashke says, Rav, Ashke Chai Ravuna. Rav, Ravuna found him. And what was he doing? The Kodesh HaShikra. He was making Kiddush over beer. Over date beer. Excuse me, just one moment. So why was he doing it, says the Rashbam? Because Chavina lay. So it means that what he lost by doing it over Shikra rather than over wine, he more than made up because at that moment it was Chavivalei. He wanted the Shikra very much. So he made it over Shikra. Now, if he made it over Shikra, but Amemer wouldn't have done it over Shikra, the Rashbam says that there is Yain in the city. So what does it mean? That although there was Yain, he did on Shikra. So what? Is Amemer Fruma the Reed? What's all this business? So Amema will say, look at your trait. I won't eat in your house. Look what you do. Are you prumer than I am? So you look how you. Rav was greater than Amema. Far greater than Amema. But Rav allowed himself that privilege. Amema couldn't do that. He was later, he couldn't afford that, he couldn't do that. Now Ravuna comes along and finds him doing it. Ravuna says a very funny thing. He says, you know, Charles, to do that sort of thing for yourself, all right, you can do it for yourself. But to do it that another person can see you do it. It's a mother, so I. Any person who sees you doing it, Rav, what are they going to say? Rav can do it, we can do it. But what happens if it's a person who knows? I'll tell you a very funny thing.
Don't tell me that what I want isn't here.
I would never say that.
Brokers? Oh.
Oh, yeah, you're always true to yourself. Just here, just show you something. You've got to understand human beings. And the only way we can understand human beings is through the Gemara. Look what the Gemara says. Look what the Gemara says. Just listen to this. The Gemara is discussing a question whether the dead knows what is taking, will know what is taking place here upon earth. You remember this Gemara when you did it with my son? That is the subject of the Gemara. The dead.
Yeah.
The dead. The dead people. People who were living and have died.
And going to the cemetery and speaking.
That's
the nagging wife.
It's a pleasure to speak to you. Pleasure. What happens here? What happens this year? Toshma says the Gemara. Perhaps we will be able to resolve our problem from here. Find out whether the dead know what's going on. Pardon?
Some of us are not familiar with the story.
What happened? The Abur di Shmuel Avikom Machki di Kabe Zuzi di Yasmi. The father of Shmuel, people used to put into safekeeping with him money of orphans. A man dies and he left money. In those days, money wasn't paper. It was real money. And real money was gold and silver and copper, bronze. That was the money. So they left money with the father of Shmuel. So he must have been a person whom they trusted. And this was the money of orphans. Parents died. They are orphans. So he looked after the money, and those who were put in charge to look after the orphans used to come to him and say he needs money, and he saw with it because he decided he was necessary, he wasn't necessary, and he gave the money. Ki noch nafshei lahav Shmuel gabei. When the father of Shmuel died, Shmuel wasn't there. It just happened that his father died and he wasn't there. A son does everything he possibly can to be present at the death of a parent. He wasn't there, he missed it. If he was there, you can be quite sure that the father of Shmuel would have told him, he said, the money, that is where I keep the money of the assembly. You must know. He wasn't there. Havuku koru le bar ochil zuzi diyasmi. You know what they said about Shmuel? The great Shmuel. That's what they said about him. Stole the money. Can you imagine a thing like that?
They said it about Moshe.
Oza la basre le chotze moves, so he went after his father to the cemetery. Omer lehu, he said to them, bo ino abo, I want abo. Omer le abo to the iko, ocho, actually meant I want my father. He said they thought he meant abo, a name. They see many abos here. Omer lehu bo ino abo bar abo. He was Abu, but that was his name. Omrule Abu Bar Abu Nami Tubo Iko Hoho. Many Abu Bar Abus also. Common name. Omrule Hubo Ino Abu Bar Abu Abu Rishmue. He says, I want Abu Bar Abu, the father of Shmuel. Shmuel. And he says he to the guardians there. So they know who he is. And there he is. That is the person who said, stole the money of orphans. Stole the money of orphans. Heicho, where is he? Omrule, they said, Sliklem and Sifto de Rokia. He is above. It's rather strange, he only died, already going right up to the Masifto, right going up to the Yeshiva. Going to hear Shiurim already. It takes at least a year. Yes, for you, only people, but the father of Shmuel would die. Adavochi Chagile Levi de Yosef Abroi. He sees that his companion Levi is sitting, is outside. And he died some time ago. He should be inside. He certainly has the right to be inside. Omar Le Amayo Safta Abroi said to him, why are you sitting outside? My time allows the luck to, why haven't you gone into the shir? Omar lay, he said to them, the Amri Bili, they said to me, Korki Hanak Shoni de la Slikas, the Masif de Rabbi Ephes, the Achlishte le Daite, le Maidina Loch, the Masif de Rokia. All those years that when Rabbi Ephes was giving a shir, you didn't go into the shir. Didn't suit you. What did you say? Didn't suit you. You didn't go. You caused him distress and grief. All that year, you've got to pay for it now. That is as long as you've got to sit outside the world and allow you to go to the ship. What it, I the Masif. Adahochi Vahochi, in the meantime, also Abua. The shear was over, his father came out. Chazia, he sees him, so Shmuel sees his father, Dahabikopochi Vahochi. Omar Lay, he said to him, my time, well, that isn't important, why was, he saw his father laughing and crying. He said, why are you crying? He said, I'm crying. Why are you laughing? He said, I'm laughing because you are held in such esteem here on high. He said, and why are you crying? He said, I'm crying because very shortly you're coming to join me here. Omalei said, Shmuel, is you Hashivno? If I am held in such high regard, now I want to ask something of you. take Levi aside. Levi was his first. Take him aside to the Shiva. Elevate him. I illuminate him. Then he asked his father where the money was. First looked after his friend. Then he asked his father. But I just want you to know. That's right. Now, I just want you to see. So that Shmuel, they say, was appropriate for the funds of his service. They'll come in and they'll see Rav making Abdullah over here. He didn't think that was. Ravuna Ashkechei. It doesn't say the words, if you just look at the words, it doesn't say Ashkechei Rav le Rav, Ashkechei Ravuna le Rav, as it would normally say. It says Rav Ashkechei Ravuna, as if he found unexpectedly came in and he sees him making wrong. He says to him, what do you think people are going to say about it? What do you think people are going to say? Do you think they're going to work it out as they're going to work it out as a Shia in Thessalonica in a couple of thousand years' time, nearly 2,000 years' time? Do you think they're going to work it out there? What happened? Why you made it? What will these people say? They'll say, oh, this must be a business proposition. He's probably going in for selling beer. He's propagating it. He wants people to make money over. That is what people will say about him. Got to be careful about it. That's what it means. He says, Abu, with the greatest respect. He wants to bring it home to him. What is it? This is what he brings up. That is what people get. They're not going to work it out. That for you, Chavivo, and if it's Chavivo, you can make a bigger Abdullah on it and a greater Abdullah. And what you will lose by not making of mine, you'll more than make up for making it over something that is Chavivo, with your feelings, with the depth of your emotions. Do you think that is what they're going to say? They'll take the line of least resistance. Why is he doing it? He's making money out of it. That's what he says. You follow? Very human.
Oh, yes. Doing his own thing. In the terminology of today,
California reprimand. Now we can start to say, what was the reprimand?
No.
It was caution.
Yes, I mean, he puts it to him. Once he uses the word Abo, you can see. He puts it in, surely Abu le mikni istri mishikro, has father begun to earn dimes, what the other one's done, because from mishikro, from beer. Is that right? That's exactly what people are going to say. Rav knows that Ravuna doesn't think that of him. Rav knows that of all people, Ravuna knows exactly why he's doing it. Just is that it? And it hits Rav as strongly as it can possibly hit. Of course, that's what people will say. Don't do that. He doesn't demand, but doesn't say anything. He doesn't say, why do you do it? You mustn't do it. He just says, that's what people say. He knows. Rav understands it. That's the meaning of it. What do you want to ask, Daniel?
If there's no wine and he's making it on Shikra, and
yes,
it's already been said, Don said, it's not Tashlumi.
No.
They say, but you put it off him.
No. Oh, no, no. He's got to say Shehako.
But even though you said it, this is wine.
It's Chmar Medina. It's the wine of that. So this takes the place of wine. Do you follow? That surgeon in Texas that has now taken the place of the man that has died. He doesn't have the same name as he, but now he is the surgeon for this. You follow? This
yes.
is now this is Chamar Medina, the Meshihako. You follow? So that's quite straightforward, yes?
Rabbi, with regard to the dropping of two words from the Shona aspect, I would take it that the people who no longer said those words did want to see
of course.
They wanted to see it. Now, if we can get the feeling by saying the words,
yes,
why can we not say that those people, it's true, they didn't see the Hanara of Hashem, but they might have said to themselves, if we say the words even though we don't feel it, this, even more than in the case of our followers, of the people thousands of years hence, will make us feel it as we do want to feel it again.
Yes, but when we, through saying it, we come nowhere near what they felt even without saying it. We come nowhere near that.
Isn't that a different
thing? So if they would say it, the amount they would be is nowhere near to what they felt before and what they know it really is and what they should feel. We don't even know what we should feel, but they knew what they should feel. Until the unchecked nest is out there, each one made his own prayers. The unchecked message, that was in time of Daniel, actually in time of Mordecai already in Esther. Those were the unchecked messages at Telah. They instituted the prayer. Until then, they had a few regular prayers, but the times were instituted long before, but actually what was said, that was, people used to say their prayers. Say what they felt in it. This was great stuff. And if you want to know, somebody asked me the other day, it's Bahag, tomorrow is the second, last Thursday and tomorrow there are special slichas. I haven't yet instituted the slichas in San Jose, but I hope that perhaps after Sukkot I will institute it again. I've just instituted slichas for the times of during the Elul and between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So somebody said to me, he saw a slicha that was made for those who were slaughtered in Yom. See? And how is it that we haven't got a slicha for the show off of the Churban that took place in Germany and in Israel. Now, if you go through those slichas that we have got, those slichas are all by Rishonim, except for a few that are by Gaonim, by Rav Amram Gold. Fewer earlier. Otherwise, they are all by Rishon. So, what do we take a speaker that's been written by Bialik and put it there? Can't do that. With all that Kedusha, we can't take. After the Shonen, we haven't got it. We haven't got that type of feeling, and we haven't got that type of expression. That is God. Well, okay, let's go on with it tomorrow. What was your question?
Yeah.
And did I answer?
Yes,
answer. Any other questions? Yes, Brett.
How would you point out to us that Rob was when you heard it in the Neymar?
Yes.
And I'm hoping that also refers to the fact that Rob could differentiate between his feelings, whereas Maymar couldn't.
That, yes.
Then how could a Maymar go to sleep and be hungry the next morning and still be able to differentiate between the hunger and the kavod for the yayin to do Havdalah?
I didn't understand that.
In other words, how could he act? He must have been so hungry the next morning, yet he could still be able to do it on wine.
The wine?
He had the proper intention on wine with the hunger there.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I don't understand your question.
So I don't understand how he could not be concerned with the hunger then. You said if he's hungry the next morning.
Will you daven Me'ilah? Are you concerned that you haven't eaten all day? By Mincha you might be concerned, but by Me'ilah you're not concerned anymore. There you're living in a different world. Even us, even we. Well, Me'ilah already knows that way. You follow? Right. Now.
Why don't we pass him with the name of?
Well, because he is, we do. Actually, it works out that we do. We'll soon see how it works out. We'll soon see the psak. Now, let us take the Havdalah then first. If you look at the Ein Mishpot Neir Mitzvah, it's got, first of all, Maimuni, that's the Rambam, Perek Zayin Me'ilchas Brochas, Uperek Choftes Me'ilchas Shabbos Alocha Yud Zayin. Then you've got Smag, that's the Sefer Mitzvahs Gedolos, that's from the Sar Mikutzi, and he's divided his Sefer into Asei and into Lav, Mitzvahs Asei and into Mitzvahs Lav Asei, and this is number 29 of the mitzvahs I say, Tu Shulchan Aruch, Orach Chaim, Simon Kuf Pei Beis, Seif Beis, the Simon Ayin Reis Beis, Seif Kes. So we are going to look up the Shabbos one. It is really Reis Ayin Beis, but Reis Ayin Beis means hunger. So we have changed it into Ayin Reis Beis, which means pleasant. You follow? So it's 272. So let us see what it says there. Yes. Array. Baha Arif no Hashem ala Teilu. Estivreis Ros Chobetinu v'piyaz Ramchobes Yisrael. You remember that? Vaharevno? That's the same word. What is Vaharevno? Make pleasant. Right?
Cholesterol arim.
No, that's another one. That is collaterals. Sureties, securities. That's another one. This is a Vaharevno. Reish and Beis, yes. There's a test. look what the. This is the Machabe. This is the Beis Yosef. The Mokom She'ein Yayin. In a place where there is no wine. The Mokom She'ein Yayin Motsui. In a place where no wine is found. Yesh omrim shemakadshim al sheichor ushema'ar mashkin chutz min amayim. The yesh omrim she'ein makadshim. And there are those who say that you don't. Ulehor, now this is speaking about Kiddush, by the way. It's not speaking about Abdullah. Ulehor rosh balaylo lo yekadish al sheichor elo al pas. According to the Rosh, if in the night he hasn't got beer, he hasn't got wine, then he must not make it over beer but over bread. He says the Rambo, the im yain bo'ir lo yekadish ala pas. So Ramo says, if there is wine in the city, then let him not make kiddush over bread. That means even if there's not wine in the house, but if there's wine in the city, then you go and get wine, but don't make it over bread. Exactly like the Rashbam. Exactly like we have learned the Gemara. That's the Peshat in the Gemara. Umisha eno shose yain mishum neder, yochel a kaddish or lov, the Yishtu Acherim HaMesubi Nimel. What happens if he can't drink wine? He's made a vow not to drink wine. He's got alcoholic problems. So let him still make kiddush over wine, and let somebody else drink the wine, which we've had from the Gemara in Eiruvin, which that is permissible. You remember when the Gemara, when the Rashbam brought the question, why don't we make kiddush on Yom Kippur? And the Gemara says, Yom Kippur, but he can't drink it. So he said, well, let him make it and let him give it to a tinuk to drink, to a child to drink. Gemara says, yes, but that's kazi. It means that he doesn't take it so seriously. The child won't take seriously Yom Kippur, so we'd rather don't do it at all. So that is about kiddush. Now, when it comes to Abdullah, did you, yes?
When the Rosh refers to in the day, that's kiddush rabbi he's speaking about. He's not speaking about if he made kiddush hayom in the day.
I'm sorry. When he's
when
with
the Rosh,
when the Rosh,
you can use shikra.
Yes.
In the day.
Yes.
The Rosh is referring to
if he has no wine. Yes. If he had, look at it, just look how it goes, you see. Ulo Rosh Balailo lo yekadish ala sheikhu elo ala pas.
Yes.
Now, he hasn't got any wine.
So he makes it on bread.
He makes it on bread. Uva boker. And he still hasn't got any wine.
Okay.
Yosei tov la kadish ala sheikhu sheyavorich alov shehako kodim birkas hamotzi. So what can he do? What alternative has he got in the morning? In the morning you say, you make it over, you say, Lichvod Shabbos, Baruch Atah Hashem Makel Melech Olam HaMetzilech Min Haaretz. He said, better is to say it on Shechem than to say Shehako. So in the night it's better to say it over bread. But in the morning it's better to say that. So the Rosh says, so why should you say that? What's the reason? He said, because if you don't make it over sheikh and make it over bread, it's the same as any other day. Any other day you sit down to a meal, you also make a mosilech and inoritz. So he says, then it's better to make sheikh and you make the broch of shehaku and you give it burro. Got the idea? So there we've got some idea of how this works. Now, you know, that we don't need. I've got that there. We shall be doing a Chaim Sim Kuf Bey Bays. Reish Tsaribov is the one I want. Reish Tsaribov. Now, if you look at Reish Tsaribov, those who've got a Reish Tsaribov, Reish Tsaribov, Reish Tsaribov. Your days, raised Tzadigov. Oh, here's the Din of Avdola. Now, the Din of Avdola is as follows. The Ein Mavdilin ala Pas, Avol HaSheichor Mavdilin, Im Hu Mechamar Medino. And what is Chamar Medino? There is no other wine. Then it's Chamar Medino. The Hu Adin Lishor Mashkin. Now he says, other Mashkin also, he says, it's the same Din. That's the way our whole Gemara went on. Because all these, you remember, Pirzomo and Ta'ini and Asni, they had all these other things, they made it on all that. He says that he can make it on Shamaka, Chutz min Amayim, but not on Coca-Cola. The Tov Yosef Lahavdil al Kos Pogum Shel Yayin me al Sheikhor. He says, better is on a Kos Pogum of Yayin rather than Sheikhor. What is a Kos Pogum? It's no, that's Bochus Mashiach. He's already drunk from it. Let us say he's made Abdullah, he's made Kiddush on it and left over from Kiddush. Or left over from in the morning, Kiddush in the morning. He's left over. And this is a Kos Pogum. He doesn't want to take a Kos Pogum, sir. Rather a Kos Pogum than do it over Sheikhah. But Noagu Lahabdiba Metsoi Pesach. Oh, this is. And on Motsoi Pesach, the minug is to make it al sheikhor, below al yayin, mishum de chovifolo. That is one case where we allow ourselves. Because he's not had chomets for 8 days, and this is the first time he has chomets. So it's specially chovifolo. So he says that is the noagu. That is a nuagu. The nuagu lahavdi v'dafka b'mokam shi'ar sheikhul hu chamar medina. But only if sheikhul is chamar medina. So what is it? Hadn't there been any wine, then he could have used that, then you can use it. Avod be'eretz ashkenaz, de lo havi chamar medina, lo mahani mashi hu chovi. But also lahavdi lolov. He says in Ashkenaz, by Ashkenaz he doesn't mean Germany, Charles, he means Eastern Europe. The following minute is called Ashkenaz. He says, and we don't do it, we don't make it over beer. Because in Ashkenaz beer isn't a Chamar Medina. If there isn't any wine, they don't drink beer. You see, it's not, it doesn't take the place of that, so it's not Chamar Medina, so you don't do it. So yeah, you've got the whole thing in a nutshell. There's one other place, if I can add, yes. Yes?
Where it says, how do we know that Mayim is not actually Mayim, something like Coca-Cola would be under Mayim and not Shahar Mashkin?
Yes, because we know, because Coca-Cola... Brahim, of course, he can't take it just over water. A sprung. You know what a sprung means?
No.
A sprung means a jump.
A what?
A jump. A jump. A jump from an atom bomb to a fucking gun. What do you think? You go to an island, they say, atom bombs and pellet guns strictly forbidden. Stupid, you see. Wine and water. The table is bad enough. But speaking about tea, coffee, those are things to speak about. You follow?
I don't understand that. What would be other mushkin then?
Mushkin, actually, mushkin is a drink, a beverage that inebriates. Do you use that word in California?
No.
Inebriates. Right. Yes, right.
We use it.
You use it. Yeah, that is a drink. That's what the mushroom is. It's got body, it's got substance. You follow? Right.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Okay, you're saying then that something that's alcoholic obviously could be...
As a substitute.
Okay, but I don't understand what it is about Coca-Cola that is not good, but tea is all right.
I said tea isn't good.
Oh, you said it wasn't?
No.
Oh, so it's got to be something that's alcoholic.
It should be something that is alcoholic. There are some who will let it go with tea. Some, it's not right.
Okay, but then we could use grape juice. The grape juice isn't...
Grape juice is regarded as wine. It's pre-hagefen.
Right.
So it's it has got,
but then what's wrong with other fruit juices?
It has got the chashivas of the grapes. Grapes have got special chashivas. You see, you're living in a country where you're flooded with it. Concords and all sorts of businesses. You're flooded with it. So you don't realize what it is. We've got a position in South Africa. In South Africa, the Cape is it's a great country, you see. You go up to the Transvaal. Transvaal isn't a great country. It's 1,000 miles away. It's in the Transvaal, grapes have got a different value from what they've got in the Cape. I mean, it's rare. You follow, it's rare. It's got a different value.
It's a matter of the tikkun,
no? Well, grape is something quite special. But don't forget, we use it for korbanos. We use wine for korbanos. Right? So it's the fruit of the grape. The fruit of the grape, that's got a special chashivas. All right, now we've got to just move on, please. Now, Tonu Rabbon. I'm sorry. We've got here, Rav Ashkechei Rav Huna. Rav, it was Rav Huna who found him, the Kodesh HaShikr that he was making Kiddush on Sheikhor. Omalei said Rav Huna to Rav, Shori Abba Lemikni Istri Meshikro, has father begun to earn dimes from beer? And that's all he has to say to him. And he understands it. So that is clear. Tonu Rabbonon, says the Gemara. The
the Rabbonon learned, and yeah, we've got a braisa. Ein mekadshin elo ala yain. It's a braisa. The ein mevorchin elo ala yain. And one makes a brocho only over wine. Asks the Gemara, otu ashikruva mayomile mevorchin alayhu? And on beer and on water, don't we make a brocha she'akon yeyeh b'dvoro? How can you say that we make it only on wine? Omar Abaya, said Abaya, hochika Omar, this is what the Baraisa means. Ein omrim hove kosher brocha levorech el ala yayin. One doesn't say bring a kos for benching, unless it is wine. So now we know that the same applies to wine too. And if you look up the Mishnah Berurah in Kufpei Breis, you'll see that there it should tell us that did. Kos in Breis. Kos birkas hamozel, eino elo shel yayin. Have you got it, Brett?
Yes.
Kos birkas hamozel, eino elo shel yayin. The kos of birkas hamozel is only of wine. The lo mishar mashkin, and not of any other the im ein yayin motzi beuse mokum, va sheikhor o shar mashkin avi chamar medina, mevorkin aleihem. One makes a brocha over them, chutz min amayim. So the Mishnah Brura has got v'ruadin kvas umei borsh. Kvas is apple juice and orange juice and beetroot borsh. It all comes under water. The tish beer, after the yeshla hokre bishasat chak, he says, beer, that is the proper malt beer, that might be a case where we might be a maker. Tonu Rabbonin, the second baraisa, ein mekadshin ala sheicho. One is not allowed to make kiddush over beer. And that is what we've got to do. Don't make it, rather make it over bread. Haven't got wine, make it over bread. In the morning you can make it over Sheikhor rather than, you haven't got wine, says the Rosh. Then make it over Sheikhor rather than just make it over bread, because if you make it over bread it's the same as any other day. Right. Vishum Rabbi Elozor bar Rabbi Shimon Omru. They said in the name of Rabbi Elozor bar, son of Rabbi Shimon, Mekadshi, that one can make Kiddush on Sheikhor. But of course, we don't do it, excepting on in the morning, we rely on that. Now comes another problem, and it's a very real problem. I'm sure you've all been faced with it. How much has one got to drink that it should be a shasiyot? Cousin Charles, should I be nice to you or not nice to you? Right. Now, shasiyo, drinking shtiya. So, what is the shear I make kiddush?
Or is it Rav Kos?
That's right, it can be Ravis, it can be Rav Kos, I don't know. I haven't learned the Gemara, I've got to find out. So we will find out. But that is the problem. How much must one drink from it?
And does it differ between shikra and tamra?
No.
No.
No, that won't make it. But how much was it that it is shasiyo? That it is drinking? So, what have we got here? Mite'imas yayin kolshehu. What is te'imas yayin? Drinking of the wine? Kolshehu. The least little bit, say the Rabbonin, says the Tanakhama. The least, a sip.
Te'ima, a taste, like
tom. It's taste and beers.
This is all brighter.
Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda Omer, but Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda says, mole lugmo. He's got to drink a mole lugmo. What is mole lugmo?
the amount that would fill up one of his cheeks. Amount that would fill up one of his cheeks, puffed out, would fill up one of his cheeks. That is taken to be not a rabies. That is taken to be a rove rabies. The major part of a rabies. So there are three possibilities. Is it just a sip? Is that enough? Or there are four possibilities. Is it just a five possibilities? Is it just we're working from the least to the most? Is it just a sip? One possibility. Is it rove rabies, more like lugmo? Another possibility. Is it a whole rabies? A third possibility. Is it rove kos? So the kos is at least a rabies. Rove kos will be more than a rabies, or is it the whole kos? Must I drain it? So that's five possibilities. So the Tanur Kama says that or mita imas yayin kolshu, a sip is enough. Rabbi Yose bar Yehuda ome more lugmo. Rabbi Yose bar Yehuda says a cheekful, which is rov revis. Omar Rabuno Omar Rav v'chein toni Rav Gidol de Mineresh. Said Rabuno in the name of Rav, and so taught Rav Gidol of Neresh. Toni doesn't mean that he is a Tan and he taught a Baraisa. Toni here means he was a reader of Baraisas and Mishnas. He was a reader, he was a reciter. He recited them. V'chein Toni Rav Gidol de Mineresh, Hamakadish v'toy mole lugmo yotso. If a person makes kiddush and he drinks a mole lugmo, which is a rov revis, he's yetzer im lav le yotso. But if he doesn't drink a rov revis, he's not yotso. That is the way we pass him.
So he's a rov revis.
A rov revis, he's got to drink mole lugmo, which is a rov revis. Shepherd, have you got the idea?
That's the cheekful.
That's the cheekful.
So it's the majority of a revis.
I mean, pardon.
The majority of a revis.
Yes, the major part of a rabies. A rabies is the displacement of 1.5 eggs. So this is a little more than 3/4 the displacement of 3/4 of an egg. Got it?
But that's not a current day egg, it's a Gomorrah day egg.
Well, you see, now you go into the question of Shi'urim. There are various views on Shi'urim. There's one view that today it would be a the displacement not of 1.5 eggs but of 2 eggs. 2 eggs is the displacement. I am told, but not on good authority, that the Chofetz Chaim went by our shiurim. That's what I'm told. If he did so, I can understand why he did so. Because he took it that these are the, for us, we go according to our shiurim. These are our shiurim. The people who don't want to take our shiurim say that they are not natural shiurim. Because they make birds lay eggs. But still, even if you let a bird lay an egg today, an ordinary egg, it's a small egg. But those are the eggs that are laid, and those are, we are the people.
We're the people of the day of these.
Yes. So I can understand if the Chofetz Chaim actually did have that course. As I say, I have not got it on good authority. Two different sources have told me. But I haven't got it on good authority. I'm going to try and find out one day. The thing is, I had the chance of meeting the Chofetz Chaim's daughter. And it, somehow I always missed it. I don't think she's alive anymore. But one of them is married into my family. And I think it's a granddaughter, a great-granddaughter. I'm not quite sure. One day when I meet her, I'll ask her. Yes, she was Mrs. Sachs in Yerushalayim. Yes. So that I can't tell you. But still, so we take a little bit more than that. We take a little bit more than that. And, yeah. We follow. You know, nobody knew how old the Chofetz Chaim was. He never spoke about himself. He didn't write about himself. He didn't write an autobiography. He didn't give interviews to Barbara Walters and people like that. Who would have said to him, you can be quite sure Barbara Walters would have said to him, how old are you? Fred doesn't ask her. It's just his private affairs. He isn't prying to anybody else's private affairs. So, I don't think anybody knew. They said he was 100. My uncle gave the Hesper for the Chofetz Chaim in London in 1933. And when he spoke there, it was for the whole of Western Europe, that was the Hesper. They came from all over to listen to that Hesper. It was a very, very memorable Hesper. Because this was in 1933. And my uncle said then, that it's a chil on every Jew in the world to learn the laws of the Yerushalayim of Kiddush Hashem. You see, because we are coming to a time when people will be taken to the slaughter. And you must learn how to duck them.